Bueno, buenos días, good morning, bienvenidos al overview del glute challenge, del reto de glúteos de 22 días. Welcome to the, how to call it, overview of the 22-day glute challenge. I'm here with Jimmy. He's been my experiment also in the glute challenge. Yes. I never expected a man to do it, but I'm very thankful that he joined. And let's wait for a little bit of more people to join us. Hello. We're gonna give a few minutes. Let's see. Good. So yeah, I can see the comments here. That's much better. Feel free to ask any question. We're just gonna give you like an overview of what was our expectation and what's been our development with the challenge. Sentiros libres de preguntar. Vamos a hacer un resumen de lo que ha sido para nosotros el challenge y lo que hemos aprendido de ello. So, like, this is going to be recorded. We're just going to go with it. Summarizing, we've done 2,192 squats, 2,192 hip thrusters, 95 Bulgarian squats, 95 single leg hip thrust. En español. Hemos hecho 2,192 sentadillas, 2,192 elevaciones de cadera, 95 Bulgarian y 95 elevaciones de cadera a una pierna. Uy, en español es muy largo. Then, as I love the number 22, como me encanta el número 22, I decided, just for your info, that we're going to do 30 extra, so we can do 2,222. Así que como me encanta el 22, y aún no se lo he comentado, bueno, acabo de decir, vamos a hacer 30 sentadillas extra, versión adaptada en la silla, adapted version on the chair, so we can actually show it. Yeah, I love the comments. So we can reach the 2,222 para que podamos alcanzar los 2,222. Vale, así que we're going to do 30 extra.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
30 extra squats
to reach the 2,222.
Sí.
Okay, we go in 3, 2, 1. Three. It's so easy on the chair. 5, 6, 7. Adapted version. In case anybody is going to start the challenge, si alguien va a empezar el challenge, por favor que empiece con esta versión. Y puedes empezar con los 30 extra y de los 30 pasar a los 50. ¿Te conté? Muy bien. 10 más. Bueno. Mi número 13. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. ¡Woo! Bien. Good, now. The check. Ahora. Ahora hemos hecho 2,222. Now we're down to 2,222. So I'm happy.
Of course.
Así que ahora estoy feliz. Bueno, ¿cómo empezó el challenge? Or how did the challenge start? It started something like how to motivate the motivator, where I found myself having to keep the motivation up for the people that trains with us and especially trains with me. And I was not feeling motivated because all the gyms closed and everything that was going on, certain things that happened also in my life. And then home workouts, I found them so lame compared to like the real workouts and especially on the level that I was training. And then everything shut down even for the end of the year. So like Formula One shut down, IFBB show shut down, I was expecting to compete for my first year in the pro stage. It shut down. So whole preparation of the year for nothing. Well, you know, I tried to see the positive side. So I was like, okay, done. Like, let's do something positive. Let's do something for motivate myself. Let's learn something from it, which the main value for me of this challenge was compromise. So the power of compromise, the value of compromise, compromising with yourself. And what's a compromise? Compromise is an agreement between two parts. So I actually did it with myself. So I could not defeat to that one. And it's not only doing the amount of squats, it's just getting up every day and giving that extra that you can for anybody that might need it and for yourself. Also as a trigger point to keep working out after that, because once you are doing something, it's easier to jump to something else. Let's say I do the squats and then we do upper body, we do triceps. Then the next day we do biceps and we do chest and maybe we do more abs. So it worked. I will find something else to keep me motivated now. Let me just say in Spanish because it's going to be very difficult to summarize it now. Bueno, os lo digo en español, perdón que ha sido muy largo. El propósito principal del challenge realmente era un poco quién motiva al motivador, ¿no? Me encontré un poco la situación de todo lo que estaba planeado, bueno, como todos, todo lo que tenía planeado de repente desapareció, situaciones personales también aquí viviendo fuera y como que perdí la motivación de entrenar, porque claro, no podía competir, no iba a haber eventos de la Fórmula 1, los gimnasios estaban cerrados, no podía seguir entrenando, mi preparación se iba al garete y como que no veía el momento de decir, uy, qué entreno hago en casa y qué divertido entrenar en casa sin mancuernas, ¿no? Al final pude encontrar un sitio donde alquilar las mancuernas y hacerme un poquito la idea de entrenos en casa que no los veía nada útiles. Entonces, con la duda de cómo encontrar algo útil que hacer, encontré la carga progresiva. Me resultó interesante. Y con el tema de mantener sobre todo piernas y glúteos de cualquier manera posible, se me ocurrió hacer el challenge de glúteos. Y bueno, hasta el día de hoy. Me sirvió muchísimo para reforzar un valor muy interesante, que es el valor del compromiso. Y compromiso con uno mismo, porque al final tú puedes comprometer con otras personas, pero en este caso, si te comprometes contigo mismo y te fallas, es la única persona a la que no puedes fallar en la vida, ¿no? Entonces dije, quiero encontrar algo que me haga compartirlo con los demás, que ayude a los demás y que además me ayude. Y así empezó realmente, súper improvisado. Now I go to English. So as I said, it was very improvised thing. Improvised thing. Improvised thing. Sometimes I do Spanglish. It's okay. And honestly, I started writing in this board day one, day two. Oh, and I told him, I'm going to do a challenge. It's like, oh, what challenge? And like something that it's going to work legs and glutes, especially because I want to maintain the shape as much as possible. I want to reinforce the value of the compromise, especially the compromise with myself. And like I'm doing a lot of personal development work because I was reading and doing a lot of things, like new courses and meditation and breathing. And as you saw in the interviews, that's kind of the things that I was on. I wanted to combine it with something physical. So it's like physical, mental. And then I had the spiritual side that was awakening more, especially with everything that was happening. Let me see if I can say that in Spanish. bueno, como he dicho, fue algo improvisado. Me puse a escribir en la pizarra. Le dije, mira, quiero hacer un challenge de algo que me ayude a mezclar la parte, porque estaba vibrando más en una parte más de desarrollo personal y espiritual, porque al final, con todo lo que estaba pasando, tenía un poco que pararme y entender qué quiero ahora y qué voy a hacer y qué es lo que está pasando y cómo ha pasado esto de golpe y cómo puedo ayudar y qué frustración no poder hacer nada. Y bueno, fue una forma de cómo ayudar a los demás, cómo ayudarme a mí, cómo integrar todo el desarrollo personal, la parte espiritual, más de meditación, estiramientos, respiraciones, absorber conocimiento con una parte física y siguiendo trabajando el cuerpo también, ¿no? Cuerpo, mente, alma. So I found the progressive overload that I'd never done any progressive overload training like this before. It's kind of challenges, mostly because it takes a lot of time and it goes against my style of workout. So when you're training for a competition, to me it makes no sense to overload the muscles. I believe a lot in the rest periods and the proper design of the workout plan. And he knows I'm a big obsessed, and like I need to see the plan of everything I'm going to be doing and divide it in for stages years. For years. Así que empezó. So it started like this. And I found quick sentence, like it says progressive overload principle basically states, in order for a muscle to grow, strength to be gained, performance to increase, or for any similar improvement to occur, the human body must be forced to adapt to a tension that is above and beyond what it has previously experienced. So it just makes so much sense. Let's just do like a very huge overload. Okay, I thought it was a huge overload, but then I saw the record of squats and then it's we're fine. You know, if someone can do 5,000 in 1 hour, 22 days, 2,222, we're fine. We survive. We're completely fine. So it's been good. Honestly, it's been amazing in other ways. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be super honest. I think real people and real life and real experiences have a better communication, a better transmission, a better understanding. So this is me. I didn't get up every day saying, oh, yes, I'm going to do 100 squats today. I'm so excited and na-na-na. But the thing is, this is the effort and this is the learning experience. Like, you might not be willing to do it. You might not be willing to go to work every day. You might not be willing to do a lot of things. But by the end, you compromise with them. So it's your compromise, you created, and you did it for a reason. Let's say you work for money. I did the challenge in order to keep working out, to keep myself motivated, to prove myself I could do it, to improve in certain values, like I said, compromise. So I saw, what am I getting out of this? Then I balance it, and it's positive, then I'm gonna do it. And life is the same. So from the simple examples, we can understand complex internal things that just from compromising with this, you're doing something good for you. You're moving, you're activating your metabolism. Once you do sport, you generate good hormones. When you have good hormones and good attitude, your eating behavior is better. Your sleeping behavior is better. Your attitude is better. Everything. Then it's not only achieving the goal of the amount of squats or the amount of hip thrust or how deep I go or how fast I do them. It's more, how am I experiencing the whole thing and what am I getting out of it? Let me go in Spanish. Bueno, lo que estaba diciendo es, he explicado la definición de una sobrecarga progresiva. La tengo en inglés, pero bueno, básicamente el principio de sobrecarga progresiva dice que para que un músculo crezca y que aumente la fuerza, que aumente el rendimiento y cualquier mejora parecida ocurra, el cuerpo humano tiene que estar forzado a adaptarse a la tensión a la cual se le somete. Y que sea mayor de la que anteriormente ha experimentado. Bueno, tengo aquí mi chuleta, ¿eh? Y que sea mayor a la que anteriormente ha experimentado. Entonces, al encontrar el principio, le estuve diciendo, quiero hacer algo que me ayude a mantener las piernas y los glúteos en forma y que a la vez me motive a tener la piedra del día, que se dice en coaching. O sea, algo que hacer siempre para incitarme a todas las cosas buenas que a mí me gusta tener en mi vida, es decir, una correcta alimentación, hacer un poquito de deporte, activar el metabolismo, sudar y activarme, tener un motivo por el cual despertarme temprano, preparar todas las cosas, tener algo que compartir, porque al final todos los mensajes que he recibido de agradecimiento y todo lo que habéis sentido llena muchísimo. Entonces, estoy súper agradecida para todos los que nos habéis seguido. I'm very thankful for everybody that follow us because all your messages were very inspiring and I'm very happy that I could inspire you with this and help you because it really also helped us a lot. And then my next notes go to the overview and summary. I spoke a lot. You
yes.
want to talk?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, as I say, the value of compromise is the main thing. Main thing for me was this. What's compromise? It says an agreement or a statement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concessions. So I say I compromise it with myself. I want you to compromise with yourself. Also, I like a lot the value of starting and finishing something. As you know, when you start reading a book, you know the satisfaction you get when you finish the book. But sometimes if the book is not good and you want to leave it, it's good. You don't. I used to be the kind of person that will force herself to, oh, I started this, therefore I must finish it. But why am I going to invest my time in something that I'm seeing that is just not going anywhere or it was just not what I expected? And this is a small example that is a book, but this you can apply to everything in your life. Why are you going to waste your time with certain relationships like friends or social media accounts? Like by the end, I think it's time for completely detox and focusing on what you want. So I was like, okay, I want to focus on something that's going to improve me or maintain me in every single way where I like to be. And I don't know if I say in English and Spanish, but I would repeat it. And like, I don't think I say in English, but like eating well. No, I say in Spanish. Eating well, generating good hormones, sweating, you know, regenerating the liquids, improves your sleeping habits, improves your attitude. Sport has so many good things, but if you are able to unify this sport with the mental feeling and the emotions that you let go and the gratefulness you feel when you're finishing something. When you begin something that you promised yourself you were going to do it, you accomplish, you compromise with yourself and you actually do it, it's just great. It's why not to do something like this? And just do as many you can. I mean, I'm not asking you to do 2,222, but do the overload. So start with 10 and then 15, 20, just as a trigger to start something and then keep working out. Because it's easy for me to say this, like I'm 28, but my mom has been doing the challenge and she's in the life and she can comment now. And she's been doing it. And she told me, oh, today I did 40, I did 50, I divided in two. Today I'm very sore. What should I do? What can I stretch? Let me say in Spanish, hacer tantos como podáis. Mira, ves, había comentado. Hacer tantos como podáis. No hace falta que hagáis las 2,222. Sería lo ideal, pero no todo el mundo tiene una carrera en deporte y está preparado para hacer una sobrecarga progresiva de este nivel. Entonces, lo suyo es que os retéis. Empezáis con 5, 5, 5, 5, luego hacéis series de 10, series de 15, de 20. Podéis empezar con la silla, con el sofá. Al final es levantarte y sentarte. Es activar el movimiento del cuerpo. Y decía que mi madre es una de las personas que lo ha hecho. Está por encima de los 50. O sea, que no hay excusa. Sino, y no es alguien que esté súper en el deporte. Es una persona que come sano y se cuida. Pero al final no creo que haya hecho muchas sentadillas en su vida. Entonces, está muy bien que empecéis. Pues, ¿cómo hemos empezado los 30? En la silla, os levantáis y os sentáis, activáis un poquito el cuerpo, un movimiento. Y ideal, ya os explicaré el porqué del movimiento. ¿Qué más cosas? Una mejora de rendimiento. Antes, por ejemplo, en las primeras sesiones, no podía hablar tan fácilmente como en la sesión de ayer, donde hice las 222 contando, echándose un cuento de todo, de bla, 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 bla. Before I was saying that my endurance improved because in the first days I didn't talk or I felt it was the 50 ones, no, but like the 150 something, I couldn't talk and breathe and keep the proper posture and too many things. But then the last day, 222, I was just talking the whole time and it felt so easy and it felt so...
All right.
Oh yeah, I will definitely recommend you some books. I wrote like 6 in this quarantine already, so I'm so in love with it. I wish I had them here, but I will make a post if not. I would definitely recommend some books. Anyway, the endurance improved a lot. And you had a comment on this. What did you experience when it comes to endurance?
I have better posture, obviously, but my glutes, they feel better. The glutes feel better. It's weird as it sounds. I wasn't expecting to actually get anything out of it. So many reps, and that'd just be like a woman's thing, so to say. I wasn't even going to do it. And then overall, I just feel like sitting down's easier. Walking around is easier. I wasn't expecting to get anything from it at all.
Bueno, lo traduzco. La verdad es que él no esperaba que le fuera a funcionar para nada hacer ese tipo de challenge. Es más, ni siquiera lo planeé con él. El día uno lo hice sola y el día dos le dije, venga, va, únete y a ver cuántos haces, ¿no? Y en plan diciendo, ¿cuántos? Porque los hombres están más acostumbrados a entrenar con peso. Y mucho peso. Y cuando les pones un entreno de resistencia, aunque sea con una mancuerna de 5 kilos de hacer hombro 10 minutos, muchos se cansan muchísimo y no consiguen. Porque solo tienen un tipo de entreno. I was saying that the man is more used to one style of training, like strength training. But you do a lot with your clients where you mix like resistance day, the oxidative training,
yeah.
Then you do strength training and some, I love the workouts where I can do a little bit of everything in the week. So I will have a very heavy day with small repetitions, and then I will have an overload day, and then the oxidative training day. Like, I like the way he taught me how to improve something of my workouts.
Oh, man.
Well, what else? Better posture, mejor postura, sin duda. O sea, el levantarte más recto, ya habló también Rubén, entrevistamos a Rubén García. We have an interview with our motion, Rubén García, and he was talking about how having good glutes and work glutes helps to your posture in every single way, because the glutes is one of the biggest muscles, and it's just obvious. El glúteo es uno de los glúteos más grandes, y al estar entrenado te mejora la postura.
It's the only muscle that attaches through connections to everything. So through the lats, to your shoulders, through your hamstrings, to your knees.
Es un músculo que conecta todo. Es súper importante los glúteos. Ya fuera de la broma de tener un culo bonito, out of the joke of having like a nice ass and okay, it's good for joking, but let's be honest. Like having good glutes muscularity, it's going to improve you in so many ways. And it's going to look good.
Yes.
What else? We burn more calories than doing nothing, so it's better than doing nothing.
Plus, by counting the reps, like, I would have cheated personally.
Yeah.
200, but we couldn't cheat because we were counting and didn't do it together.
Yeah.
So maybe even worse.
Yeah.
But you couldn't even miss one rep.
That's a new value. Yo he dicho que hemos quemado más calorías que haciendo nada, totalmente positivo, porque estamos con un nivel de sedentarismo muy elevado. Y al estar en la cámara, uno, no puedes hacer trampa contando. Dos, tienes que hacerlo sí o sí porque te has comprometido todos los días a salir de la cámara y tienes que transmitir lo mejor que tengas en ese momento. ¿Qué más? Felicidad, happiness, definitely. I mean, in the beginning it's like oof, but when you finish it's like whoa. So definitely it's one of the values. Then I want to talk about the interviews. Because it was so not planned, nothing. Like, now I'm being so honest.
Nothing was planned.
Nothing was planned. It started like, oh, I'm going to do it. And the people who spoke with me, they know. I said, oh, I'm going to do a challenge. And what are you going to do? 22-day. Why 22? I love 22.
I figured to go for
what is it? Yeah. See? So I was like, how many days? Oh, 22. Okay. And what are you going to do? Squats and hip thrust. And yeah, but then it's going to be a lot. You need to put something single leg. And we were just arguing about it. And then talking to one of my teachers with Raphael, that we kept, I was having like a very hard pain on my neck. And I was talking with him for the ITTC method that I have a video on YouTube and the interview in my IGTV as well. And he was telling me which stretches should I do from the stretching course that I did and how unconscious I went again by overloading the weights in the gym and like a lot of consciousness of the workout. And it just brought me back to a few years when I did all those courses for understanding it's not only being strong, it's being healthy and symmetric and good inside and good outside. So I was like, can I interview you? Would you like to do like a live interview with me? Because I'm doing this challenge and I think I need to share this because I'm suffering. Therefore, I need to fix this. And I realized I'm not going to fix it by doing more exercise. Because what did I do? Yoga. I went to yoga, Google, yoga stretches for the neck, yoga exercise to release the traps, yoga exercise for, and then I realized, okay, in English, it doesn't make sense, but in Spanish, stretching is called estiramiento. And miento in Spanish means lie. So it means you're stretching lie. So in Spanish, the Latin word has sense to what I'm going to explain. But so you know where the word's coming from. So stretching, you're not really stretching. You need to decoapt your muscles. Decoaption is the most efficient way that I learned in order to be able to stretch. Because you're stretching in a passive posture. Because if I'm stretching this, there's obviously something that's working. So the first interview was with ITTC, Rafael Santos y Lorena Exposito. I really like how it fall into the game of what I was experiencing, the theme. Because posture, right? How we stand towards life, how much weight we carry, how conscious we are of how we're feeling our body. So first, you know, consciousness, how we stand towards life, where we experience first interview. Primera entrevista con Rafael de ITTC y Lorena Exposito. El método que estudié para el curso de estiramiento o de coaptación de las cadenas musculares, estiramiento de las cadenas musculares, súper improvisado. Todo empezó porque tenía un dolor del trapecio que no me lo podía quitar. Y al final lo que hacía para intentar quitármelo era, bueno, voy a hacer la clase de yoga de estiramiento del cuello, la clase de yoga de estiramiento del trapecio, clase de yoga de estiramiento del tronco superior. Nada. ¿Por qué? Porque no es un estiramiento, estiramiento. Realmente no estaba estirando, estaba trabajando ese músculo. Entonces, es un músculo que está sobreestirado o sobretrabajado, depende si tienes una contractura o un sobreestiramiento. En mi caso fue del último entreno que hice en el gimnasio, salir, aire acondicionado, pa. Y no le das mucha importancia y al final se crea pues, una contractura. Y estuve un mes. Que gracias a hacer ITTC, que estuve al final haciéndolo 3 semanas para que se me quitara el dolor de forma eficiente. No es una cosa de ya, realmente, bueno, y más si eres como yo que buscas de cada dolor un significado emocional, que también toda dolencia del cuerpo es un indicador de algo, ¿no? Y con todo lo que estaba pasando, el cuello, el torcer el cuello, si no puedes decir que no o si no puedes decir que sí. Y ahora, y cuánto de flexible, cuán flexible eres en la vida, ¿entiendes? Pues ahí, entonces fue todo un proceso interno de ver un momento, ¿de dónde viene este dolor? ¿Cómo lo soluciono? ¿Qué herramientas tengo? ITTC, ostras, vamos a seguir decoaptando el cuello, cadena posterior, ostras, tengo que estirar toda la cadena posterior, ya vengo de una torcedura de tobillo, estiramiento de la cadena posterior, ¿qué me falta? Estiramiento, pues eso, ITTC. The next interview was with R Motion, with Rubén García, movement therapist, so we go from how we stand to how we move, how we interact with the world, how how to say it?
Pliable?
I don't know that word. I trust you. How pliable?
Like moving.
How I trust you. How pliable, but I want to say something more like how natural we are, you know, because when we're rigid and we just don't move because we want to be perfect, but like when you move and you just go with the flow and it's just different when your body feels aligned and feels, you know, when something is just working good, you know it's working good. If you have anything, there are certain things in the body that are functional and you should be able to do all the functional movements because that's how the body functions. If you cannot do them, as I was explaining in Spanish that I didn't explain here, I'm the kind of person as a wellness coach that like to search for the emotional indicator of that body pain. All body pains are related to an emotion that is trapped or is not integrated. Or, of course, the fact that you integrate the emotion does not mean you don't need to work the muscle or whatever's happening. It goes together for a full understanding of what's going on. Okay, I'm not saying, oh, if you have this, don't take this pill. Do both things, but okay, I'm going to make it a little bit longer, but I have to give this example. This is, and Rafael gave it, I got this example from him, and since then, I always bring it with me. Imagine you're driving a car, right? Your fantastic car, you're just driving, and then one of the lights pops on, and then you go to the light, you unscrew it, throw it away, you keep driving. And then it happens again. You see another light. Ooh, what's this light? Oh, I just take it off, keep driving. Then in the middle of the road, one day, it's just going to stop. And it's going to stop maybe because your tire is flat. And you're going to be, oh, my car stopped because the tire is flat. Okay, you fix the tire, try to turn it on again. Doesn't work. It is not because it was stopped. And it was not because the tire was flat. It was because many things you didn't pay attention to. So what do we learn from this? It's like, now you might experience you're sick and you're sick because, oh, it's flu season. Okay, but like, why are your defenses down? Why did you get sick? Why are you overloaded? Why is other people that is not sick and you're sick? I mean, I don't believe in chances like that. Like I have a tattoo that says everything happens for a reason. I know there is a part of like synchronicity, like we have this, in Spanish it's called libre albedrío. In English, I don't know, but we have a part that is like free and the other one that is mostly what you do. I believe that everything you have in your life, good and bad, you ask for it sometime, which is not aware of it, or you were put into that situation to learn something. And from everything, we can learn something good. It's just what you look, the glass half full, glass half empty. Where you pay your attention to, it grows. So focus. This is the SIR, the S-I-R. SIR is in Spanish, Sistema Activo Reticular. In English, it would be the reticular active system. Okay, you can research about it. Tony Robbins talks a lot about this topic, if you like another good coach, influencer. And let me go in Spanish. Entonces, tuvimos la segunda entrevista con Armotion, Rubén García, un coach de terapia del movimiento, cómo nos desarrollamos con la vida, cómo nos movemos, cómo interactuamos, cómo de flexibles somos, el nivel de rigidez. Entonces, me gustó mucho pasar desde la corrección postural y cómo me siento y cómo está mi cuerpo. ¿Os acordáis que hicimos el ejercicio de mirarnos en el espejo y observarnos hacia dónde se tuerce nuestro cuerpo, cómo nos sentimos, cómo hemos llegado hasta ahí? A pasar a con Rubén a cómo nos relacionamos con el mundo al final. Y he puesto el ejemplo de él conduciendo el coche que puso Rafael, que me encanta, desde que se lo escuché. Se lo explico a muchas de las personas con las que trabajo. Entonces, imagina que estás conduciendo un coche y de repente se enciende una bombilla, una lucecita del cuadro de mandos, y lo que haces es quitas la bombilla y sigues conduciendo. Sigues con tu coche, se enciende otra bombilla, quito la bombilla, sigo conduciendo, no pasa nada, y de repente se me pincha una rueda, tengo que parar, llamar a la grúa o cambio la rueda. ¿Y qué es lo que ha pasado? vuelvo a encender el coche no se enciende. No puedo seguirme moviendo. ¿Por qué? ¿Cómo me he llegado a este punto? Ah, porque se me ha pinchado la rueda y el motor. No. ¿Qué han sido todos esos indicadores o indicaciones de que algo estaba mal? El cuerpo es lo mismo. Te empieza un dolor en el brazo. Y el dolor en el brazo te duele el cuello. Y de repente tienes anginas. O te resfrías. ¿Por qué? Ah, es que es la temporada de resfriado. Cambio de estaciones. Bueno, ¿y por qué hay millones de personas que no se resfrían y tú sí te resfrías? O sea, que alguien tiene un dedo, ¿sabes? O sea, es un poco pararse a ver de cómo hemos llegado hasta el punto que hemos llegado. Y no culparnos, pero decir, ostras, ¿qué puedo hacer diferente? ¿Qué es lo que estoy haciendo que podría hacer mejor? Estoy mezclando mucho coaching, pero es que al final puedes relacionarlo todo con lo mismo. Y voy a hablar de la última entrevista. And then the last interview was with Coach Haifa from the Center Nafas. She's a coach that does integrative breath work, and she's specialized in transformational breath. I had a session with her in Kuwait. One of the girls that I work with, she told me that she did a session. I saw such an amazing change in her. I know you're going to be watching this. She just changed completely her attitude. I was like, what did you do? And she's like, oh, I tried this new coaching style, and I tried so many things and nothing helped me. And she was in 5 different types of medication and has like a lot of functional, dysfunctional difficulties. Can I say it like that? Like she couldn't move properly some parts of her articulations and certain things. And this just put like a seed of positivism, like I can change myself through the breath, through like integrating what I'm feeling, understanding my reality. And she just had enough completely. She was smiling more than ever. And I was like, okay, I don't know what you've done. I've done so many things and I love learning new tools. So could you please give me the contact? So she gave me the contact from NASA Center. I asked especially to have a session with the same coach that she had because they have many. And that's when I met Mrs. Haifa, and I went through the session of transformation of breath, and I knew how important was breathing, but I never really integrated and comprehend how important is breathing. You know, when you just understand something, there's a difference between knowing something and understanding something. And that's when it just clicked. And I was like, oh my God, I have such an amazing tool that I can just integrate with everything. And then she recommended me to buy the book, The Presence Process, which I got. And I show in the interview with her. It's in my IGTV and in my feed for a few more days. And in my YouTube channel, you can find it forever. So it was just amazing. I started doing some breath work. I want to be more consistent with it because it takes a lot of persistence, consistency, and compromise. So it's 3 values that are hard, I would say. I don't want to say hard, but I tend to procrastinate a lot. Like, oh, I meditate later, or I will do the breath work later, or I will do this later. No. Like I try to wake up in the morning, do my 100 breaths. So I tone myself with how I want to experience the morning. I have my breakfast. I listen to my astrologist, coaching, Kabbalistic woman that I love, Miasra. Then I just begin my day. Whenever work comes back, you just have to find the empty spots. But now I'm able to do everything I didn't really find a time for, and whenever I go back to work, I'm not going to overload myself again because it's going back to the same thing. And what's the point of repeating to take you where, you know, and so much work for what? So I think it's also time for understanding all the excess that we were living and all the things that were completely unnecessary in our lives, or we're not adding any value. How now just open your eyes and like clear that path and give time to the things that actually add something into your life. I'm going Spanish. Y la última entrevista la tuve con Coach Haifa, es una coach de respiración integrativa, especializada en la respiración transformacional, transformational breath. Todo empezó porque una de las personas con las que trabajo me vino un día a una sesión de entrenamiento totalmente cambiada. Me había comentado que iba a hacer una nueva sesión con una herramienta nueva de la respiración, tal. Ah, bueno, ya me contarás. Y cuando vino, es que la vi tan cambiada, su nivel de energía, cómo contestaba, su sonrisa, el brillo que tenía ya de por sí. Y explorando una persona que tiene muchos problemas de movimiento corporal, o sea, hace un entreno muy específico, hay muchas cosas que no puede hacer, porque aparte de escoliosis, un cuadro médico interesante, y aparte toma 5 tipos diferentes de medicaciones, entre ellos antidepresivos. Entonces, un cambio tan positivo que hasta incluso pude reducir la medicación. Y al final es muy sencillo y a la vez, no quiero decir complejo, es que es muy sencillo. Respirar es lo que siempre ha ido con nosotros desde que nacimos. Hay que entender el proceso de la concepción, lo importante que es, todo el trauma emocional desde que somos bebés y no podemos expresarnos ni física ni mentalmente, solamente emocionalmente. Cómo a partir de los 7 años nos podemos expresar físicamente y cómo a partir de los 14 podemos empezar a integrar emoción, mente y físico. Y ahí es cuando tenemos que mirar hacia atrás intentar entender todo ese desastre que no hemos podido integrar de ninguna manera. Entonces es una técnica de integración súper completa. Tenéis el vídeo en mi YouTube y en mi IGTV, el botoncito del medio de las historias. Y por ahora lo tenéis también publicado en mi feed. Está en inglés, pero si vais al vídeo YouTube tenéis unos links donde podéis ver información adicional. Y además podéis buscar desde Transformational Breathing o Respiración Transformacional en cualquier país. Está en 57 países del mundo y hay coaches formados con la misma filosofía. Así que esta es la filosofía que ella dijo que es la que cuadraba en esto, que hay otros. Pero ella en especial hace el Transformational, el de transformación. Bueno, como vi este cambio tan positivo, le pregunté qué es lo que había hecho, que me dieran contacto, contacté con el centro, les pedí que por favor me pusieran una sesión con la misma coach con la que ya había tenido sesión. Hice la sesión y realmente más que un cambio espectacular, el cambio viene con la constancia, la persistencia y el compromiso de hacerlo. Cualquier cambio interior no es una cosa que puedas comprar o que te leas un libro o que sea inmediato, son cambios que toman tiempo, que tienes que estar presente, vivir el momento y sobre todo integrar todo ese conocimiento. No sirve de nada absorber y absorber y absorber si realmente no estás aplicando todo lo que estás aprendiendo en tu día a día, en tus relaciones personales, en cómo te relacionas con otras personas, en cómo te hablas a ti mismo, misma, en qué cosas decretas. Entonces, con esa sesión entendí la importancia de la respiración y cómo tenía una herramienta para poder conectar conmigo misma y liberar todo eso. Y aparte, como decía en la entrevista, a través de las respiraciones, como la mayoría de las otras técnicas que existen para conectar con uno mismo, comienzan. Dígase yoga, la respiración tiene que estar controlada, meditación, cómo conectas con la respiración, o sea, al final, entre otras muchísimas más. Yo he hecho incluso Qigong y en Qigong también la respiración es muy importante. Así que hasta ahí con las entrevistas. So up to there with the interviews. I also wanted to thank so much. This was also so improvised as well, but I asked my sponsor in Kuwait Health House to collaborate with us, and they did 3 giveaways to 3 different people, 3 different days. That was amazing to be able to share. We gave away some vitamins for the eyes and nails and skin. It's a very famous product here. Then also ITTC gave posture analysis, and he gave, how to say it in English, a posture analysis and also how to correct it.
Yeah.
You know, so like instructions of how to correct it inside of his academy. He has three videos of stretching and he can tell you exactly which ones you need to do. Also low carb. He gave us a low carb weight. He gives a 30 KD coupon for online orders that we also gave away to another person. So we could share health and make them discover the company that we work with. That we're so happy with the meals. Mm-hmm. And I like how healthy they cook. And it's hard to find meal prep companies where they cook healthy and good. So, and
it's good.
It tastes good, and I like how any feedback that we give into anything, they just take in consideration. I really appreciate the companies that are open to new ideas or to improve in any way possible, you know? And also I want to thank to Muscle Factory and Nacho Varela and his team for collaborating with us in a giveaway in Spain, because I really wanted to do... give something in Spain as well. ITTC and Muscle Factory was for Spain, and then Health House and Low Carb was for Kuwait. So thank you so much as well. We gave protein, almost 2 kilo protein. We announced the winner yesterday. And then we have a last giveaway where Jimmy is going to give a 4-week strength coaching plan. And I'm going to give a booty builder 4 weeks plan as well. Mine is one. By Jessica. I don't know if you're watching this video, but besides that, she's been the most proactive person in the challenge and finishing every single session, posting in every way. She deserves it in every single way, because we've been talking about working together for a long time. So congratulations. I've been in touch with you. For Jimmy, I would like to have someone that wants to do some strength training or improve their strength. I'll be doing it with him. If it's a woman, he's perfectly fine, but like, so we can work together. But if it's a man, this is his specialty in strength training. So if you are looking for like a very, show yourself, you're better than me explaining this for the men, so where they're looking, because it's different what we're looking for.
Yeah, because it's more like a power building. So I work on the strength while adding a little bit of size, and because I like to enjoy lifting weights. It's hard for me to go to the gym and just bodybuild, so to say.
Yeah.
I like to enjoy actually lifting, seeing progress in that way, because the way your body changes is gonna take time, but if you add 5 pounds or 5 kilos to the bar, it's immediate, you see it. And that's the feeling I look for.
Yeah, that's actually the way I believe of training. And that's why I recommend so much, because it's not only how much you lift, it's improving a little bit every day. Like maybe one day you lift 20 and then just add 1 kilo, lift 21. That's going to make a difference. So the small changes make a big change. In Spanish. Bueno. Yeah, your part is, I have to say. No sé dónde me he quedado. Did I say everything in English for the health house, and or I did double? I think I have to do everything.
Yeah.
Okay, bueno, quería agradecer sobre todo a los sponsors, que fue completamente improvisado también. Pero ya que me había metido con los 22 días y el challenge y la gente estaba respondiendo y las entrevistas también iban cuadrando, y dije, o sea, tenemos que dar algo, ¿no? A modo motivación relacionado con la salud. Entonces contactamos con mis dos sponsors aquí, con una tienda de suplementación, con Health House y con Low Carb, que es la empresa que nos reparte la comida deportiva. La primera dio 3 paquetes de vitaminas, tanto de pelo, uñas, ojos y piel. Uno de los más vendidos que hay aquí, es un top seller. Y el segundo dio un cupón de 30 KD, que es equivalente a 90 euros, en comida fit preparada, llega a tu casa, maravilloso. Además, estoy muy contenta. Es difícil tener una empresa de comida preparada que sepa bien y que realmente sea sano. Y aparte es una empresa muy abierta a ambos, muy abiertos a que les des ideas, a escuchar nuevos puntos de vista, a poder mejorar. Todo eso es el tipo de empresa con el que me gusta trabajar. Luego también agradecer a ITTC, Rafael y Lorena, que nos dieron un análisis corporal y un estudio para cómo poder mejorarlo, que fue ganado por Victoria, por cierto, lo recuerdo. Espero que lo estés disfrutando, te haya gustado mucho. Y también agradecer a Le Muscle Factory, Nacho Varela, Frank y sus socios por participar regalando una proteína. Quería también dar algo en España, aparte de ITTC, y hacerlo más equilibrado. Así que muchísimas gracias a todos por haber colaborado con nosotros en aportar valor a este reto. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hemos hecho las 2,222. We've done the 2,222.
Yes. Sí.
This is what we learned. Esto es lo que hemos aprendido. This is the challenge explanation. Esta es la explicación del reto. Espero que os haya gustado, que lo hagáis o que lo hayáis hecho o que lo completéis. I hope that you like it, that you did it. For the ones who did it, for the ones that are going to do it, and for the ones that you're doing it. But this is everything you can get out of it in a more, in a personal development side and a compromise with yourself. The books. We have to recommend the books. Somebody asked for some of the books. Okay, let me think, because in English, the ones that I've been reading, one, it's called El Asiento del Alma. Let me see if I have like a quick thing to find them in English. So, El Asiento del Alma de Gary Zukav. Este me lo estoy leyendo ahora. Me resulta muy interesante. Es el que habla, bueno, habla de temas al final muy profundos de desarrollo personal y de dónde estamos, dónde queremos ir. It's called The Seat of the Soul from Gary Zukav. That's one of the books. Then I like a lot, I listen to the audiobook of The 5-Second Rule from the Blunt Lady, amazing coach. The 5-Second Rule by, well, I read a long time ago this one, but I would like to recommend it. She Mel Robbins.
Oh,
yeah, I love her. 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, audiobook or book. She was a woman who fell into a personal crisis and couldn't like have the motivation to get out of bed and do something with her life, basically. And she made up this 5-second rule, which is not the rule from picking up something from the floor and you can eat it, I'm telling you. It's the 5-second rule of, she just realized it, that the brain functions in a way that when you count backwards, let's say I'm in bed and I'm like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay, one, I get up. And she got inspired because she saw an advertisement on TV about a rocket. So when the rocket was taking off, it was, hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then it took off and she was like, that's it. That's the motivation that I need. I just need to come backwards. And then she started like a whole research of how when you come backwards, it activates certain parts of your brain that it's just all the whole thing. Now she's a huge influencer, amazing coach. So I had to read her book. I don't know how I found her, but I like this book a lot if you're lacking motivation and something to keep you driven. Explicaba que el libro de La Regla de los 5 Segundos de Mel Robbins, o el audiolibro, espectacular. Espectacular, te ayuda muchísimo si estás en un momento de baja motivación o si quieres aprender nuevas técnicas de cómo las conexiones que hay en el cerebro a la hora de los triggers, de los impulsos por hacer algo o cómo hacer que hagas algo, ¿no? Yo a veces digo, qué pereza, venga, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, venga, va, voy. Y ella pasó una crisis emocional muy fuerte en la cual pues, no encontraba la motivación para levantarse de la cama. Y vio un anuncio de un cohete despegando y vio la cuenta atrás, ¿no? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pum. Y se levantó y dijo, ya está, es eso. Y a partir de ahí generó todo un research, un desarrollo de estudio relacionado con los 5-second rule y las conexiones del cerebro. Y estudió y ahora es una magnífica coach, súper conocida internacionalmente. O sea, al final es, en cualquier momento puedes tener ese momento de inspiración, ¿no? ¿Qué más? Luego también he leído La Voz de tu Alma de Lain, The Voice of Your Soul from Lain, very good book. I bought this one in Texas last October. I heard of, I just mix languages. The Voice of Your Soul, I got this one in Texas when I was coming from the race, from the Formula One. I heard about this coach for so long, and I couldn't find the book anywhere because it's like sold out. There's no digital version, and I couldn't ship it. So I just walked into one of those stores in the airport, and I found the book, and I was like, this is just meant to be. So that's one of the keywords, key books. It's a little bit spiritual and a lot related of like listening to your soul and how to listen to what you ask. Let me say in Spanish. Otro libro que me leí recientemente, porque aunque lo compré en octubre, lo he terminado ahora en la cuarentena, es el La Voz de Tu Alma, de Fernando Laín. Lo compré en octubre cuando volvía de la Fórmula 1 de Canadá, de Texas. Y era un libro que llevaba tiempo buscando porque había escuchado hablar de este coach que venía de ser un profesional de la natación y cómo experimentó ciertas dificultades en su vida. Y... What is that? Anyway, experimentó ciertas dificultades en su vida y cómo pudo sobrellevarlas, ¿no? Y bueno, lo encontré muy mágico encontrármelo en la tienda del aeropuerto así, porque llevaba tiempo detrás de él y no había podido conseguirlo. Y cuando lo vi expuesto en la tienda que entré a comprar agua, fue como esto está destinado a ser. Así que otro. Un Milagro en 90 Días, también de la colección de Fernando Laín. A Miracle in 90 Days, also from the collection from Laín. Am I worried?
No.
I have a lot of books that I can talk about.
You have too many books.
Yeah. I wrote some PNL, in English will be NPL, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It's good to realize how the power of the words by the end. So it's linked by the law of attraction and all this series of books. But I like PNL, it's a coaching, NPL, it's a coaching technique of reprogramming the way we talk. So summarizing it, one of the principles is that the way you think and the way you talk and the way you act, they need to make sense, so they need to be congruent, that we say. Otro libro es, me leí dos libros de PNL, Programación Neurolingüística, y al final, en resumen, va mucho relacionado con escuchar cómo hablamos y cómo, qué declaramos, qué es lo que estamos diciendo, ejercicios de cómo escucharte y reprogramarlo. Y además de ser consciente de cómo piensas, lo que dices y lo que haces, e intentar que eso sea congruente, porque si no estás en una discordancia entre pensamientos, emociones y acciones. Entonces ahí es donde nacen los problemas. Another book. Can I have my phone? I really want to give them a little bit more options. Let me see my gallery, because the printed ones. Can you grab the... the present process. No, it's fine. I thought it was there. The present process, El Código de Presencia, de Michael Brown, from Michael Brown. Very good one. This is the one we talk in, the light is going to finish. I have 1.5 minutes, okay? So it's going to cut off. Tengo 1.5 minutos más antes de que se corte el directo porque es muy largo. Yeah, do that. The present process, Código de Presencia, respiración, breath work, breathing. I like a lot one that is called Ni Felices Ni Para Siempre. Lo tengo pendiente de leer, pero me encantaría leerlo. It's called Nor Happy Nor Forever from Clyde Newman, de Clyde Newman. I read also... Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. That's a very good book as well. Poor Dad, Rich Dad, Padre Rico, Padre Pobre, muy bueno. Let me see my library. I'm just going through all the library of books. So, Many Lives, Many Masters. This was a recommendation from him. It's good. Stacy. We wrote it. It was good. Louise Hay. I love Louise L. Hay. You Can Heal Your Life. Tú Puedes Sanar Tu Vida. And Wayne Dyer, Tus Zonas Erróneas. Wayne Dyer, your error zones or something like that. I have 10 seconds, so I have to let you go. I will make a post if you're really interested in books. It was so nice talking to all of you. Thank you so much.